Swedish anti-rape man free music festival ruled discriminatory. By Victoria Friedman on December 19, 2018. A feminist music event has fallen foul of Sweden's equality laws for banning cis men at a women-only concert. Organized after a spate of sex attacks by migrant men plagued other festivals. Sweden's discrimination ombudsman ruled on Monday that because the website of Summer 2018 Statement Festival advertised it as male-free and that all cis, biologically male, men would be excluded. It represented an infringement of the prohibition of discrimination in a manner related to gender. The ruling notes that according to the European Court of Justice, public statements that discourage some people from taking part in an activity form a basis of discrimination. Following reports of 4 rapes and 23 sexual assaults at 2017's Bravalla Festival, Swedish comedian Emma Nicker founded the Statement Festival, which advertised the 2-day event in late August 2018 as the world's first major music festival for women, non-binary and transgender only. Held in Sweden's second-largest city, Gothenburg, Statement organizers said at the time that for women festival-goers to feel safe, the feminist event would be completely free from cis men, in both the audience and on the lineup. While biological men were not banned from buying tickets, they were, along with male technicians and band entourage, reportedly confined to an area referred to as the man pen. Statement reacted to the ombudsman ruling on a Facebook post addressed, "Hey discrimination ombuds cis man. We are aware of your decision and we think it's sad that 5,000 women, non-binary, and transgender experienced a life-changing event, but a few cis men went through the roof," it said. The success of the Statement Festival shows that we needed it and the decision did not change that fact. Organizers of Bravalla, Sweden's largest music festival, announced in June 2018 that they would cancel all future events following the sex attacks where nearly 40 young girls complained of being harassed or assaulted by men described as foreign in 2017. Since 2016, sex attacks and rapes against women and girls at festivals in Sweden were reported at We Are Stockholm, where assaults nearly doubled on the year before, Emma Boda Festival, and Malmö Festivalen, with 2017 seeing over 150 cases of sex attacks including 20 rapes at various festivals across the country. Breitbart London reported in 2016 that Swedish police were accused of covering up concert sex attacks by migrant men. Stockholm Council and festival organizers having identified the sex mob phenomenon 2 years prior, but failed to disclose it to the public, claiming that to do so would have been irresponsible. Breitbart London, at Breitbart London, September 17, 2017. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.